What's up, everybody? It's the After Show, but later, episode number 203. It's your boys, D. It's El Kakui. Lisa Peraggio is here. Cool, because I have something to thank her for. But before we get started, El Kakui, who do we like to bring in at the beginning of the show to get everything started correctly?
Baseline Trey.
Let's go. On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. It's exactly what I need. Here we are, everybody. Episode number 203. It's the After Show, but later. It's your boy Z. It's El Kakui. What's going on, El Kakui?
Not much, man. How was your week?
Cool. It was good. You know, I put out our last episode number 202, right?
Yeah.
Thought I was cool. Had that shit scheduled so it'd go out at a certain time. Had the video up, everything. And then Lisa Peraggio hits me up and she's like, hey, stupid, right? That's not what she said. She's very kind. But she was like, you put episode number 203 on everything. And I was like, damn it. So I had to go through and correct everything. So I had episode 203 across the board, but it was 202. So here we are for episode 203, the real 203. So thank you, Lisa Peraggio, right off the bat. Thank you, Funky Monkey, for also joining us right now live. And yeah, man, let's get started. How was the week for you?
I mean, first of all,
let me compliment your gear. Look at this dude's gear. He's got that new starter Raiders gear for the start of the season, right? So, yeah, man, was the week?
Week was good. Can't complain, man. Did a little last week, did a little mini vacation with my daughter in Hawaii, and that was cool. And just trying to catch back up right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. How about you?
Well, I didn't go to Hawaii.
You went to a concert. You did something fun.
We went to go see Luke Bryan, which was pretty dope because it was dope, dog. There was like two or three tiers, maybe at least two. Maybe there was three. I don't know.
Camino Rich or what? They had it at the Luke Bryan show?
Yeah, but it was dope, dog, because I thought we were on the first balcony. We were actually on the ground level. So I was like, oh, shit, it was dope. So we were on the ground level. And then it was dope. So there's a point in the concert where the catwalk comes from like the fucking rafters and shit and like comes down. And then he walks on it. So the motherfucker was walking like, I mean, if I reached, I could have touched his foot, but I wasn't about to do that.
Why do they call it a catwalk? Help me understand that.
I didn't even know what it was called, but I was trying to explain to my mom what it was.
Meow. You see cats up there?
Oh, probably, dog, because it's so high. You know how cats are always jumping on things?
Yeah.
That I'm guessing that's what it was. Because I was trying to explain to my mom what it was, but my mom don't know what a fuck a catwalk is, right? So I was explaining it to her, and my wife was like, it's a catwalk. Say catwalk. It's a cat. I was like, you think my mom knows what a catwalk is? So then I was like, yeah, it was this big old thing. But it was cool, dog. They drop it down. He came, and then, like, my girls went all crazy because he was, like, pointing at her, you know? And I was like, yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, he was pointing at your lady? How'd that make you feel?
It was dope. No, it was cool. It was cool because he was far enough away to where it was cool, you know? So then he came, you know, and then they lifted it up like however many tiers, you know, so he was right eye level with like the balcony people. And I was like, yeah, it's all good, Luke, you know, give him some love too, you know. So it was cool, though, but it was a really good time. And then, dog, when we were about to come home, freaking the car directly next to us got their window bashed in the parking garage.
Sounds about right.
When we were leaving, we had all our shit packed in the car because we were going to leave right after the show. And I was like, we'll pack it. You know, we'll pack the car after the show. We'll go back to the hotel. We'll get our shit. And my lady's like, nah, let's pack it right now. So after the show, we can hop in the car and leave. The lady was right there that just got her car broken into. Mm-hmm. So my girl was like, hey, did you have like your purse on the seat or what? And they were like, no, there was nothing in here. It was just a random, you know, it was a random car they hit trying to see if they found anything. If they would hit our car, dog, I had my AirPods in there, my MacBook. I had all kinds of shit. My lady had her fucking purse she had, which is a nice purse / backpack that she had. All of our shit was in there, dog. And so by the grace of God, we just didn't get hit. So, you know, all they had to do was replace their window. We would have that plus all of our shit, you know, so.
Right. Whew. That's rough. You know, they do that. They do that in the Bay. They call it bipping. If you even have a iPod charger out, they're going to crack your shit.
Yeah, Doug. So I heard bipping ain't easy.
It's not. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, but no, to answer Lisa's question, though, yeah, it was a good show. He didn't fall off the stage. But you know what? One thing is funny is Luke Bryan can't dance worth shit. He can't dance, dog, but he dances the whole show. So he was over there like, country girl, shake it for me, girl. And he's like all stiff. It was kind of funny. I was like, it was cool, though, dog. But anyway, besides the weekend and the world of Covino and Rich, what was going on?
Well, one thing I want to touch on is, I don't know if you caught it, but Covino and Rich, but then Sarah got involved, had a little disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
What was your opinion on that?
I actually had a conversation with my lady about it, and I was team Covino. Like I told Carl Reinhart the other day, obviously, because he hit me up about something, and he was like, how did you feel about this? And I was like, well, I'm siding more Covino. I'm like, obviously. And, you know, but. Okay. Hold on. But I felt like. What I felt was like, for one, in that conversation, what Covino was saying is that it's inappropriate for freaking ladies of that age to be saying this stuff on a national platform. Right. So if they want to say this, you know, girl talk with the, you know, they're in there with their friends or whatever. Cool. But they're doing this on a national platform. I think one of the Maori sisters, Tia or Tamara, or Maury is how you pronounce it, were part of this, if I recall correctly. I don't know. But, Doug, they have, like, teenage kids. I'm like, you don't think that's embarrassing, Doug? Like, when Britney Spears is over here dancing, like, looking all twacked out. Like, they got, like, 17, 16-year-old kids. And you don't think that's embarrassing for them? That's where I was like, I don't know, man.
My problem was is they kept bringing up Covino's past and things that they had did as a show and things that Covino had said on Maxim. And
yeah,
I think that's a bunch of horse shit, because the thing is this, my daughter's mid-20s.
Yeah.
Okay. And the things I would do.
You're only 30, dog.
I started young, man. I had one hell of a sixth grade. one hell of a sixth grade summer.
One hell of a recess, right?
Yeah, it just didn't stop. But anyways, you know, the things you would do when your kid is 3 or 4, Rich is not, his kids aren't old enough yet for him to feel guilty about smut. His kids are still at the age where he thinks he can pull the wool over their eyes for anything.
Yeah.
And there reaches a point, like, you know, like being a parent, as you become a parent, there's like stages. Rich is like in the minor leagues right now. Okay. Yeah. The kid was born, you know, she had a couple days of school and some preschool or whatnot, but she hasn't had her first period. She hasn't had her first boyfriend. She hasn't had her first heartbreak. She hasn't got her first job. She hasn't had her first kid. Like, bro, there's levels to the shit. And so Covino is farther along that path and he's more reserved because, dude, he went into a marriage, right? You can't be horn dog male whore guy when you're trying to raise a little girl and you're in a marriage to a person who's well-known, who's famous.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know what I'm saying? So there's levels. So as he got older, is he not supposed to grow and not change? Like, he's not a different dude. He just doesn't partake in as much smut. And I think that just goes with the territory of where he was and where he is. And mm-hmm. we all were a little more smutty in our early and mid-20s. I mean, we all as dudes, like in our early 20s, we tell our buddies when we banged a chick. Like, do you share your bedroom stories with your buddies, with your wife?
No, not at this point.
Okay.
But anytime I touched anything as a kid, right? You're telling your friends, right?
Well, a kid, single man, up until like mid-20s.
Yeah.
Man, I met this chick at the bar last night and she was banging. I don't know. We hit it off and I smashed.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes don't do that.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Okay, but when you're in a committed relationship, like in your 30s, you can't be doing shit like that no more. Like, the expectation changes.
But have you heard smut they said?
That's my point. Yeah. Like, you can't be that. Okay, it's like this. You can't be that dude and then call Covino out for shit he used to do 15, 20 years ago. That's just the silliest conversation I've ever heard. Like, you still do it, smutty man. Matter of fact, that was another topic that I had, and I'm going to just bring it up right now. Nicole said something about it. Dude, Nicole said something about if she sees a curly Q, she's done.
I don't remember that. That was this past week. Was it today or no?
I don't remember which one it was, but I wrote it down. She said, if she sees a curly Q, she's done.
If she sees a curly Q, she's done. I didn't hear that.
No, she said, if she sees a curly Q, it's got to go. I'm sorry. That's at least what Nicole says. Okay, so I'm just saying. And then she said something about being horny and she's hella juicy and to stop talking about cock. So I'm just saying, you can't partake in that podcast and think that you have the right to call some dude out for anything he did over 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you. And I think, but I think the point of the whole argument is what got lost. And one thing that bothers
not to me, no, I just called them out. I just call people on their bullshit behavior. I get the point of the argument was those women not talking about the right stuff on TV. But at the same time, that's why Rich backs it, because he behaves like that.
No, but what I'm saying is when they were having the conversation kind of got lost. Like Sarah came in and she was like, Covino, I love you, but you know, back in the day you were smutty or whatever, you know, like I don't know. I just feel like the argument kept changing when the original argument between them amongst them, like I see your point, right. But amongst them was this and I had another point. I just lost it. Anyway.
Well, I'll be honest. So I must not agree all the way, because I don't really care the shit was on cable TV. I don't think that it should be on anything that's free or public access, because kids could stumble upon it. But if it's on a paid programming, that's up to you as the parent to block your kids from that type of content.
Yeah. Damn it.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell you. Okay. This and this and this. Blah blah blah.
I don't know.
But... Oh, that's what I was going to say, is that the whole reason why the conversation was even there is because Rich was the one that brought it up to Covino the day before. And now
tell
that
him
they were on the
Fox
air,
sports guy.
Now that they were on the air and all the feedback was saying one thing, Rich started siding with the feedback and he started changing his argument. That's where I was kind of like, wait, what? What's up?
I think we should start a segment on the times during the week that Rich is full of shit just to get a click. We should call it Rich is just to get a click. That's when he's just trying to get fucking people to rant and rave about bullshit that he's just making up.
Because he said because something absolutely... and then he was moonwalking, right? He was stepping
and then his girl, and not only that, but here's what makes it worse. Not only was he moonwalking, he let his girl jump in to defend him. And that's like the double moonwalk, backwards slide, do the fucking 360 spin and pop up. Because now you're letting you and your old lady tag team on this dude when, like, you were the scumbag that changed it to begin with?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That's Rich's fucking creative segment. That's what that is.
You know what? I'm like, I trip out because they had a conversation this week about how they both auditioned, or actually Rich didn't really audition, but they had things going on with MTV about possibly being like a VJ, right? And Covino even said he entered the contest, want to be a VJ. And I don't think that's what he said, but that was the name of the contest. Because I remember back in the day, Jesse Camp, Dave Holmes, that chick that that was with Covino that
was John or Priest there?
Nah, only Dave. But it cracks me up because I think Covino would have it would have been funny, or not funny, but it would have been cool to see Covino in that role, because I kind of feel like that was kind of how Carson Daly was, is that Carson Daly was more of a rock dude. He was more grunge and Pearl Jam, Tool. He liked these kind of bands, but he was the pop guy, right? He was the TRL guy. And so it's funny because Rich, once Carson left, Rich had a story that it was between him and Damian Fahey to actually be a replacement. Damian Fahey and Covino's friend Brian McFadden were kind of the new era of TRL. So it makes me laugh, because I'm like, man, what it could have been either Rich instead of Damian Fahey, or Covino in this new role that was kind of Carson Daly-ish. And they could have been, you know, VJs, they could have been on TRL. And it just, I'm actually grateful that neither one of them got that, because we wouldn't know Covino and Rich today as it is if either one of them would have got that.
You think Rich is telling the truth on that one or what?
I mean, I don't know. It was supposedly between him and Damian Fahey to be the next Carson Daly. So he could have been, you know, Spot said something the other day. He was like, most of the stories you say aren't even true or some shit. Did you hear Spot when he said that?
Did I say?
No. He said, he told Rich, he was like, most of the things you say on here aren't even true. And Rich was like, what do you mean? Yeah, what are you talking? And Rich got all defensive.
Here's the thing, bro. There's no honor and respect in that, because if you got to lie, like, here's the thing. It's no different than
Craig.
It's no different than a rapper or a musician having someone write their shit. You ain't really a musician. You're not. You can't call yourself a true musician if you're reciting someone else's words. And it's the same thing, Rich. Like, if you get a lot of clicks on a TikTok, but you made the shit up. I mean, I guess. I mean, there's other people out there making fake TikToks, but I'm not with that shit. I'm not trying to lie to kick it. If I tell you something, it's the truth. I'm not trying to be your fucking buddy or get you to like me or fucking laugh at my stupid shit because I threw a zero on or added 5 inches. Why? That's cornball shit. Be a man.
Added 5 inches. It's quite an exaggeration, dog.
If you can't get people to follow your agenda, whatever it is, if it's for laughs, if it's for clicks, whatever, then you suck. Step your shit up. Don't start fucking lying. That's weak.
They were talking about, and I'm like, damn, I didn't write any down.
I heard that, bro. Is that true?
What?
I heard that Rich carries around packets of weak sauce in his fucking center console.
Really?
That's what I heard, because he's fucking weak.
Oh, I rode with Rich one time, and I lifted up his center console. I thought they were little, like, moist towelettes. They were actually weak sauce. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what the WS stands for, weak sauce.
Oh, I thought that was the brand, like the Hojo, you know, they give you free little complimentary shits or whatever. I thought
when he goes to Jack in the Box, that's what he does. No, I don't need any sauce. I got my own. Because he's putting fucking weak sauce on him.
That's so funny, Doug. They were talking about this week, shit that you used to do that you don't do anymore or care about, things you used to care about that you don't care about anymore. Can you think of anything? I was going to try to write some down before we got started, but I completely forgot.
Things that I used to care about that I don't care about anymore?
Yeah.
Fuck, maybe driving Cray hella fast all the fucking time. Yeah. I know when I used to drive Robbie like 90, 95, I had a Valentine 1. I'm fucking smashing, right? But I don't do that wild ass shit no more. I don't go much over 80, 85.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm with you there. I still drive. No. Okay, going past 85, I'm with you there. But I still drive like a dumbass. One thing, though, that I used to dig that I haven't watched in about probably like 10 years was the VMAs that happened this week, right?
Okay.
But you know what? I actually did. Me and my lady actually baseball. Sat down. Huh?
Baseball.
You used to give a fuck about it. Now you don't.
Oh, I used to know all the shit. Everyone's batting average. I used to fucking read the stats every day in the paper. I knew, you know, I'm following triple hit crowns and George Brett when he was at 387. And yeah, fuck yeah. I used to watch all that shit. I can give two fucks less. I couldn't even tell you who in the top five home runs were.
Yeah. No, I never really gave a fuck about baseball.
I can't tell you one team's record. I would assume the Dodgers are in first place. I mean, I hear Covino talking about the Yankees, so I know they're not. But that's it, bro. I know I'm good on baseball.
Yeah. Well, we watched, I was telling you, we watched the VMAs this week and, or like half of them, because then my lady was like, I got to be up at like 5. She's like, fuck this. And I was like, yeah, all right, cool. But I hadn't watched in like maybe 10 years, maybe 7 or 8 years, like maybe, you know, for sure I haven't, but maybe 10, I've maybe kind of glanced, but it was actually pretty cool. It was decent, dog. I didn't know most of the people that were there. There were some people, like, it's funny because Covino would always say, like, he'll hear a band and then he sees them and he's like, these people are fucking corny. So that was kind of the thing, was like, I would see people and be like, who the fuck is this? And then they would perform and I'd be like, oh, I've heard that song before. Oh, yeah, this song's dope or whatever. So it was pretty cool overall, Doug. I haven't watched live TV besides like a sport in fucking I don't know how long, but it was cool to check it out, Doug. See some of the shit. See, Lil Wayne with the ugliest dreads I've ever seen in my life. Fucking, what the fuck, dog? I used to love Lil Wayne. I was looking at his dreadstock. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? That was kind of scandalous.
Hey, that new song he gave for Skip Bayless and Undisputed, that shit's tight, though.
Well, I still fuck with the shit, like, somewhat, but I'm just like, dog, those well, I fucking don't,
I
dreads. Don't.
I really, dreads. I mean, I give him his credit. I don't have none of his shit. I give him his credit, but yeah. But that song on Undisputed is dope.
The Carter albums were dope, dog. I fucking loved them. But I know they're a little mainstream.
What about the Lee albums? Did you like those?
The Lee.
Carter! Lee! Carter! Lee!
I never caught any of those.
You never saw any of the Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3s or heard the soundtrack?
Yeah, I haven't, dog. I have, but not since like 2003.
That's Carter and Lee. That's Carter and Lee.
Is that who they were?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember Lee.
You don't remember that shit?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. My bad. I wish I did. What about that? I know we talked about it like last week or the week before, but what about that new iPhone, dog? Are you fucking with it or what?
Pre-ordered it yesterday.
For real?
Come on, man.
Oh, you got to keep your shit fresh to death, right?
Hey, is it recess? Because I know I'm not playing.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm a little intrigued, to be honest, because I'm not the one, especially over the last few years, I haven't been the one to jump out and get the brand new phone. You were bagging on mine the other day, remember? But this one is actually, they're actually making changes. It hasn't, the last, I feel like, big changes they made were when they got rid of the headphone jack and the home button, right?
Right.
Now they're switching the Lightning port to USB-C, mm-hmm. and which is good. Dope. I like that. They have that action button, which I
see,
did.
I'm waiting on the action button. Cause that's why I sat out last year on the dynamic island. Cause now they've had that shit. This is round two, so it should be mastered. And then next year, I'll probably get the phone with the action button.
I might, dog. That action button, dang! I feel like you could set that shit to where you're like, okay, you know how sometimes you pull out your phone and you're trying to record something real quick or take a picture, dog. Your action button could be like, boom, camera on, action button. That shit, I think that's dope. I'm excited. So that's one that I might consider getting, dog. We'll see. Right now, my phone bill is like fucking $12 million, but once I get that bitch down.
I pulled a G move, though. See, I do the Apple iPhone upgrade program, and last year I just didn't upgrade. So guess what? This year, my shit's paid off. So I get all the full credit, and I pulled a little switcheroo. I said, I did a little Heisman, right? And so what I did was the last phone that I bought was the 13 Pro Max, but the specs on the entry level – damn near fucking beat that. The processor, all that stuff's damn. The entry level now is damn near as good as the Pro Max was then, with a better camera. You know what I mean? It's probably gonna be a little faster. So what I did is I said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna be a baller on a budget. Let's give them this little Pro Max. I'm gonna slide it back, and then once I get in there, I'm gonna come back with that little cheap thing, and it's only like $13 a month."
I dig it. That's cool, dog. How can you go wrong with $13 a month for a brand new iPhone?
With Apple Care. And so what I'll do then, if I don't like that thing and I went with the smaller, the entry level or whatnot, I only got to have it for a year, because at $13 a month, I only got to pay off the 13 times 12 and I can get the upgrade.
I wanted to know real quick though. I know you've explained it before, but I forgot. So when you're going to get with that Apple program, do you drop like a few bills on it and then you're paying?
Basically the way it works is this, is you pay, it's been 2 years. But I think, so basically, I think you pay for the first month and you pay for the Apple Care on the spot. And that's what you pay. And then for the next 11 months, it's whatever they tell you, the $53.92 or the $56.47 or whatever. After you, it's like $150 or something, maybe $200 the first time. You just pay it, bam. And then you're just making payments. So that first one where you pay the $200 counts as your first payment though. So you're only making 11 payments after that. And after you've made that 12th payment, bro, you can walk right back in, give them the phone back. No trade in, no worry about nothing. You give them their shit and you walk out with the new model.
Oh, that's dope. I like that.
And if it ain't, you know, obviously you got Apple Care. So if at any point in there it breaks, they just lowered the charge for fixing the screen to $29. So what's the worst case scenario, bro? Cost you $29?
Now they got over my phone like 3 times with the fucking car. I don't think those screens are breaking anymore.
Well, now they got a thing too, though, where for an extra like $3 a month on the Apple Care, it covers theft and loss.
What?
Yeah,
no
it's like,
way. Have you seen that dude?
Hey, but do I look like Rich Davis? Do I look like I'm making shit up for clicks? No, I don't think so. I promise. It's like an extra $2 or $3, and it's like it's Apple Care plus theft and loss. You can't go wrong.
You can't. No, that's dope. I might have to do that. I might have to invest in something like that because, yeah, Doug. I remember years ago when I was with Sprint, I had like a something similar. It was like every time the new phone comes out, you go and upgrade it. It was like the new iPhone for life or some bullshit they had. And then I was like, Doug, but at the time Sprint fucking sucked. So I left Sprint, left my little shit on the table. And then like you mentioned, then Sprint left Sprint.
Sprint left Sprint. Since you want to talk Sprint, I'm going to go back to like 98. I have 1500 minutes for and unlimited nights and weekends for $75.
Damn. Little, did you ever have what was it? The rollover with like some shit?
No, I didn't fuck with AT&T or Singulars.
Singular. I remember somebody who had Singular. And I remember I thought that was the coolest shit. I never fucked with it. But I was like, oh, that'd be dope. If I don't finish my minutes, I get to roll them over to the next month. I thought that shit was cool.
Yeah, but normally, you know how the shit goes, though. See, to me, that was a big-ass hustle because nobody ever gives you too much of something most of the time, right? It's like they act like it's too much. But, like, especially when you start getting used to something, when you start having your phone, you start calling and shit because you can. Like, yeah, you can. You don't have – who had minutes? Yeah. Anyone have any minutes that you knew of or no?
Nah. Oh, man. But, yeah.
I don't know. Any hoots.
When you were a kid, dog, did you have a chore list that you had to do? Did you ever have to do chores?
I did. I had to. So I got a little story about that. Tip Dog can vouch. So once I hit about 10, my responsibility was mowing the lawn, the front and the backyard, and, you know, raking the grass and putting that shit away. That's what I had to do every week. And I forgot. I had some other little shit, but I forgot. So my pops used to give me $20 to do it. Shit. I started paying Tipton $10 and pocketing the other 10, and he fucking was the gardener.
A businessman, right? A 10-year-old businessman.
My dad would go get wood for the winter. You know, you got to stack it. He'd come back in the truck and all the fucking logs are all fucking, they're on the back of the shit. He'd try to get me to fucking do it. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna have Tipton do it for me. And he'd pay me 40. Should I shoot Tipton to 20? And we both win.
Have you ever seen those videos of Magic Johnson when he's like 9 and he's pushing a lawnmower? It's like as big as him. He talks about how he's always been like an entrepreneur, even like when he was little. So he's like, when I had my first, there's a commercial years ago. He was like, I had my first lawn service at 9 years old. And he's like fucking pushing in the lawnmower is like almost as big as him. And Doug, if I remember correctly, he had like an old baby blue polo that was like open with like some little khaki shorts. And he was over there. And that's how I picture you back in the day. You're like, fuck it. Hey, I'm 9 years old, but I'm a businessman, you know?
Bro, me and Tip Dog had a paper route, the Fresno B. It was like half of our little neighborhood right there. After the first month, I saved my scratch and I fucking bought me a moped and shit from Joey Lister. So I bought this fucking moped for $75. And we're out to had him on the back. He's tossing papers and shit. I'm riding across people's lawns. Oh, it was wild. I was 13. He was 12 and shit.
Doug, I wanted a moped and a go-kart so bad when I was a kid. So bad. Doug, I was thinking a moped or a go-kart, dog, that's freedom. I felt like, you know, you can mop anywhere in that shit. And I never got one, dog. I remember trying to build one.
Mito was the mechanic of our neighborhood, and that's what his hustle was. So when he was like 11 or 10 or 12, I don't remember. It was no older than 7th grade, no younger than the 5th. Every kid in the neighborhood fucking had any kind of money, bought a fucking mini bike off Mito for like $125. He would go to the Sunnyside swap meet and buy the engines and the frames and the wheels and shit. He put it all together and fucking he was selling mini bikes. And I remember he had this go-kart. I was 18 and he had this go-kart and that fucker went like 80 and it was so low to the ground you couldn't tip it. And bro, we were just smashing. You would just hit the turn and slide. That shit was tight.
80 miles an hour for a go-kart, Doug.
He had a mean one right now. I think that fucker goes 75, 70, that something shit, like that.
That's crazy, dog. That's hella crazy. But yeah.
Oh, he used to back in the day. Fuck it. Yeah, never mind. I won't even get into it. I don't want to put this business on Front Street. But yes, the go-karts.
Dog, Tory Lanez was denied bond. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know, man. Usually they don't let you out of jail when something like that happens. So I'm not not too many people shoot somebody or convicted of shooting somebody. They let out of jail for the most part while they're waiting sentencing. I mean, why not just do your shit and be in there and get that shit over with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't blame them for trying.
No,
they're going to let them, you know?
I mean, but what's the point? So you could get out, dread that fucking date. You got to go back.
I would. I mean, I'd rather kick it on my pad, you know, and then.
No, but you're not getting no time. So all you're doing is dragging out the process, because if he stays in there, number one, he don't got the anxiety of having to go back. And number two, he's getting credit for time served. If you go home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. You're right.
So let's just say fucking they let him out for another year while he's on appeal. Well, then his shit don't even start for another fucking year.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That there's the answer right there, because I would think of it as, well, you're going to be at the pad or you're going to be there, right? So why not be there? Why not be at your pad? But if you're thinking about it as your ass is going to get sentenced anyway, you might as well, you know, accrue some of that freaking that time served.
Well, and not only that, let's be honest. I mean, he's got a little bit of scratch, so he can get protection. No one's fucking with him. He's living like a king in there. Probably, I mean, he's going to be living as good as you can behind bars, which I don't want no fucking troll to fucking take this and say something that it's not, because obviously you're still behind bars and it fucking sucks any way you look at it. But you can make the most out of your fucked up situation. And he has the ability to make the most out of that situation.
Doug, I remember when one of my, I'll say a relative from, you know, another city had gotten locked up here in town. He was like, what? He called our county jail here. He called it Disneyland. He was like, what? He's like, that ain't no jail. That's just Disneyland. So, you know, that's how Tory Lanez is going to be living.
Or some people call it the shit tank.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't know, man. It's a tough one. You're right. I mean, who don't want to get their freedom? But at the same time, he ain't getting no fucking younger. And the especially someone like that. Look at even Gunna, bro, and fucking 6ix9ine. Those fuckers supposedly snitched. They get out and they're making meal tickets. Gunna's already sold out a whole fucking arena. Like, you better fucking get your shit in there and get out before you're not fucking marketable no more and you're fucking obsolete because you never changed with the times and no one likes your shit. Like, get that shit over with and get out to making music, man.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Good point. I dig it. Did you ever have anybody when you were a kid shit their pants?
What do you mean?
And like when you were in school, was there ever that kid that shit his pants and everybody knew about it? Or the kid that cried? Because I remember there was a kid that got hit with a softball in the face and he was the principal's nephew. And he was crying like a little bitch. And do you remember those things happening?
I remember shampoo bottle. He stayed the night at his buddy's house and fucking tried to hump a shampoo bottle in the restroom. And he got that fucker stuck. And he had to come out. And the parents and the kid and everybody seen it. He had to go to the fucking doctor and get that shit cut off.
Oh, no.
Dude, he did that in like sixth grade. So he was shampoo bottle forever.
I know I've told this story a million times on here, but there was a chick named Maria. Kindergarten, dog. Think about how old you are in kindergarten, like 5. She shit her pants, right? And dog, we were like in our mid-50s, and it was still like, you know, Maria, who the one that shit her pants?
Well, that's Moki.
That stuck with her forever.
Well, that's Moki. Moki, fucking, we caught him eating his boogers in like the second grade. And fucking, yeah, I mean, to this day, if I see him, I don't even remember his real name. I just know he's Moki.
Oh, like, remember Covino said he gave he said he gave somebody a nickname because they liked it. His name was like Loogie Boy or some shit, or Booger Face or some shit.
Fucking ass clown.
Oh, that shit's funny.
Hey, so something got me fucking. I was listening to the show and they were talking about Aaron Rodgers and I think it was Rich. I don't want to misspeak, but I think it was Rich. It said, yeah, remember back in the day that same thing happened to Kevin Durant and they said they could see it on TV. When the fuck? Pardon my French. Did back in the day become 5 years ago?
Yeah, Doug, when you're saying back in the day, I'm thinking at least like mid-90s, right?
You can't have the same hairstyle as an event that you're trying to call back in the day and call it back in the day.
You know what, though, Doug? I
he didn't have side poofs in 2018.
I can't completely disagree because I'll say the other day for a lot of shit. And it was like 5 years ago. Or yeah, I'll say
same shit.
I'll say this shit. I'll be like, that shit was like a month ago, and it was like yesterday. Dog, my gauge on that shit is pretty bad. So I can't even come down on Rich. If he did say it, then I mean, I feel him where he says like back in the day this happened. I know what you're saying, where you're thinking mid 90s, right? Early 90s, if you're going really back in the day.
At least a decade. I mean, if you're going to say back in the day, like,
yeah.
Come on, man. It's got to at least be 10 years ago.
No, you know what's funny, Doug? I'm so guilty of thinking like 1970.
I got a question.
What's up?
How old was that kid when he made the song? Back in the day, I wish I was a baller. I wish I was taller. He wasn't 30 or 40.
Skilo?
He was like 10 years older.
Yeah, that was like in like 96, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat.
Yep.
I wish I was like 10 feet tall. Doug, I used to fuck with that song like 10 crazy. 10 feet
tall.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
I remember the fucking video. He had the longest.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking was it on the box jean
or
shorts?
How'd you see ever. It? MTV or the box?
Just on TV, probably MTV or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was little, I wasn't allowed to watch MTV because there'd always be bitches dancing and shit on there.
Really?
Yeah. My mom would be like, you watching them fucking putas? I'm like, huh? What? Nah, I thought I saw Snoop Dogg.
That was your MTV raps. I got a couple things.
What's up?
So, hey, Rich, Spot says. He wants to know why your body's soft if you're fucking Captain Juice Cleanse. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that. When was that?
We were arguing about Rich fucking dropping his 10 pounds and fucking Spot was asking him what his long-term plan was. And fucking, you know, he was going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings on Monday Night Football for the game. And Spot snuck in fucking that his body was soft.
Oh, you know what, though? I can't even hate on Rich because I actually made a comment in the chat this week. That
okay.
he looked thinner, so I don't know. I thought he looked thinner and his arms looked pretty built. It could have been the shirt he was wearing, but I'm thinking just because he shredded all that water weight, because I thought he did look pretty shredded. So I don't want to come on here and contradict that's what I'm I said earlier
that.
This week.
But that's what I'm saying though. Spot said, "Yeah, that's all good and dandy, but he's got a soft body. He's pudgy. If you touch him, he's soft."
Yeah, yeah. I can't really talk about people when I'm fucking woohoo, you know. So
I can. So another thing,
like, I want to be
on a mission. I want to get Jason and Tampa back, bro. We got to get them somehow, some way.
You know what? I thought about doing a segment.
You spitting seeds or what?
Yeah, I was eating popcorn earlier.
Okay.
I thought about doing a segment where we have Mike Durband, we'll have Jason in Tampa, we'll have Charles in West Virginia. We'll have JC in Kentucky. We'll have people that have left, have made, not work changed.
You're going to have all those in one shot? Like, you don't think we're going to get any arguments?
No, Doug. No. I'm saying just over. This was my brain the other day. I was thinking about all these people that have left the show. And I was like, I think it'd be kind of cool for us to have, like, maybe invite them on here and there and kind of get, you know, talk to them, have a normal conversation, kick it like we would kick it, you know, if we had them on, but just kind of ask them why they left, you know, do they ever see themselves coming back? You know, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? You know, I want to know what it is that made them leave. I know Eddie or DJ left for a minute, but you know, that guy, I think he made his way back. So those, like, have them on, have a conversation with them, because I actually had a thought the other day. I was like, they could be like, Daniel Javier Fitz is the biggest bitch ever. And I'd be like, man. But I'd still
I want a party.
I know, I want a party. Me too.
I want a party like it was 2021.
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking like, I don't really know what they could do, Doug, unless they did some horrible like children shit or something. I don't even know if I don't know if that'd probably be like my only thing to stop listening. Because other than that, I'm like, what could they possibly say after listening for 10 to 15 years that would make you stop listening?
Well, maybe Lisa's got a point. Maybe it's the content, or they don't want to pay the money just for that channel. I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
maybe
they got their feelings hurt. That's why I would like to have him on. You know, I would like to, because I see Mike Durban, he's taking all these pictures and shit. I'm like, okay, did he get a new gig as like the NWA's, you know, photographer? And maybe he's just like, hey, I'm not feeling it. Or did they do something to piss him off? You know, or, you know, it could be a money thing. I know Needy almost left the show. Huh?
Is it a phase thing?
It could be a phase that they don't want to listen anymore, right?
Yeah, who knows?
They could be phasing out of not wanting to listen. That could be a thing. Yeah, I don't know. And that's what I would like to get down to, you know, and not, hey, come on, this is all I want to talk about. But I feel like there's going to be a story there for everybody that was listening 10 plus years and then booked it, you know?
Yeah. So I got another one for you. On a overpromised.
Yeah.
Fucking, there was a conversation about splitting a bill at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know, are you bold enough to do that?
As far as like splitting it in half? Like if it,
yeah,
if
say, in any way, shape, or form. Let's just say you went out with your lady with another couple, you went out with a buddy, you went out with anybody. Are you bold enough to split your bill in half?
It depends, dog. I don't think I'm gonna I don't know. Cause I kind of think of it like at this point, if I'm going out, say me and my buddy are gonna go have some drinks or whatever, and he's like, hey, you know what? I'll get the tab. All right, cool, fuck it. Next time I'll get the tab or whatever. Or whatever. But if people are like nickel and diming, like, wait, I had this, you had that. I mean, cool, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to make an argument because, I mean, you're going to pay for what you had. So if you have more or less, then you pay for either what you had or you pay for, you know, less because you didn't have
that
much.
But doesn't that make for a weird conversation at the dinner table when you've got to actually ask someone that, or if someone's not willing to pay for that fucking extra margarita they ordered?
Or even if, like, say we went out and we both had roughly 10 to 15 beers each, you know? Oh, okay, yeah. Let's put that shit down the middle. But if it's, like, hella lopsided, like, you had one beer and I had eight, and I'm like, cool, let's go half. That'd be a little bold of me to be like, dog, you really expect this motherfucker? You know, but for the most part, it's like, hey, if it's a couple, you know, you and another couple, hey, fuck it, you know? I'll get it. You guys get it next time we go out. Especially if you know you're going to go out multiple times, right? Or whatever. So I think that nickel and diming shit is kind of from like when you were kids, you know, and you were barely making ends meet. You guys had part-time jobs, you know?
Bro, I don't give a fuck if I'm a millionaire times a million. I don't want to buy your cheesecake unless I offer. All right. I don't need you sneaking it in because we're on a couple's night. Fuck that. No, I'm balling on a budget. We're splitting that shit like they do at Applebee's down the middle. I think it discourages bad behavior.
You just said down the middle. If I had a cheesecake,
we're gonna get our own tab. Never mind. Oh, yeah, no, that's, we're getting our own tab. Because what if I'm not feeling little appies? I'm not appy time right now. It's not appetizer time. And maybe you are. Maybe you had a long day at work, but I had a big lunch. Yeah. Okay. And so I don't know, man. Like, I'm with you though. If you're going with the homie, right? Let's just say me and you, I don't know, for example, me and Tip Dog, we used to go to Red Robin a lot and drink beers. We normally wouldn't get crazy shit. Both of us would get a burger. They only range within a couple dollars from, you know, the $15 burger versus like the $9 burger. Yeah. And, you know, we drank the same beer for the most part when we were there. So yeah, maybe, you know, hey bro, you get this one, I'll get the next one, or vice versa. Because if it's my turn to get the next one, I'm sure you're going to be drinking as much as I did when you got that last one.
But you know what? I think one thing that was kind of ignored in that conversation was right off the bat, that could be avoided, right? Right off the bat, when they come.
Just say separate check.
Yeah. Hey, how are we going to do this? Oh, you know what? We're going to be together. Just separate checks. Separate checks, right? That
because
ends
it's not. Because think about that right there. Who does that? The only pressure and responsibility by doing that just puts it on the waitress.
Yeah.
It relieves the pressure at the table.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's only if they bring the check and they didn't ask anybody, right? Then that's when they're like, oh, wait, fuck. This motherfucker had the wings. This person had the margarita. Hell no.
I'm still finishing my cheesecake. Can you take this shit back and divide it up?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck but that. That's the only time I feel like it would be an issue. Because like you said, right off the bat, hey, separate checks. We're cool, right?
Yeah, because, you know, because think about it. Like, everyone has different styles and tastes and flavor. Like, for example, Augustina, whenever I go anywhere with her, if we were going to do that, I'd lose because she never eats a lot. She just don't, bro. We go to McDonald's and she'll get a Happy Meal. I mean, I'm not bullshitting you. So if I was to go to couples night with her, we're going to lose every time. And like, I feel in my point of view, there's a million ways nowadays to pay for shit. Okay. You got 95 million fucking apps that you can fucking PayPal and Venmo and Cash App and fucking Zelle. And there's no need for this shit. Okay. And most places take digital payment. So to me, in my opinion, we're all grownups. Like you said, we all make money. I shouldn't have to cover it. Let's just communicate with the person up front and avoid any bullshit. Because in my opinion, when you communicate up front, people fight over shit like that. Like Covino said, like Covino said, this dude's ordering bottles of wine. He's like, I don't drink. So to me, a little bit of communication saves a potential headache and maybe even a lost friendship down the road.
Yeah. And that was a shitty thing to do. Thinking about where this conversation stems from is, for those of you that missed it, or maybe you don't listen to Covino and Rich, Covino and his lady, you know, at the time they went out, they had, you know, whatever. This dude kept ordering bottles and bottles and shit. Bring them. Then it came and fucking, he's like, all right, we're going to split this shit down the middle. And Covino's like, whoa, you were Mr. fucking generous. Be Mr. fucking generous. Right. And see, that is another story. That is like, no. Hold up. You were over here saying fucking bottle service. Come on, keep them coming. That's on you, motherfucker. That is where Lisa's saying you're not stiffing your friend with a $15,000 tab. You know, that is a shitty move on that dude's part.
I agree. You're not. And she's right about that. But my thing is, like, if you come to my home, you're a guest, right? Everything whether I bought filet mignon or I bought pork shoulder, you're a guest in the home, and that's that. When we go out to like venture together to do other shit, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I think for me, I grew up in a fucked up neighborhood. I know a lot of fucked up people that will sneak those margaritas in when you're paying. Like, I know a lot of fucked up people. So maybe I'm traumatized. Like, I know a lot of people that will fully take advantage of that situation and never treat you again. And you will get got. You will be stuck with a $200 tab and you won't talk to that fucker for 5 years. So yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not stiffing nobody, but I know some hood motherfuckers that will stiff the shit out of you any chance they get. And so, for me, the one way I found to avoid that is, hey, he's on his tab, I'm on my tab, we're on our tab, no one's ordering shit they can't afford because I'm not buying your shit. You get stuck with the tab, you're going to go wash dishes, motherfucker, because you're a grown-ass man. And I'm not,
Have you ever anybody to actually do that, to actually have to go, like, wash dishes and shit?
No.
I've never seen that. I always thought that was, like, a myth on, like, TV shows and shit.
But what I say is true. I definitely still go out with friends that like have an X amount of money and they're doing fucking math and shit. Like as they start to get to the end of that money, whether it's $50 or $75 and we're at the bar, they start counting on fingers and shit and pulling tens out their sock and fucking all kind of wild ass shit.
Pulling tens out their sock.
Girls be pulling an extra 20 in her fucking tit.
After show, but later, episode number 203. We will see you guys.
Which one?
Next episode number 203. I appreciate that, Blaze, because I see you as a new name. So if you dig it, I appreciate it. We'll have Absolutely. You on as a guest one of these Absolutely. Days. So let us know if you're ever down for that. After show, but later, we will see you guys in episode number 204. Blaze. On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.